All right, so let's do a little terrorist update. Let's do a little terrorist update. Okay? Let's do a little terrorist update. Just a little terrorist update. So, more information that is coming out today. And if you go to the Huffington Post, I know all my leftist friends, all my extreme leftist friends love to go there. If you go to the Huffington Post, they have a, I got to tell you, it's a fascinating article. It's a fascinating article. It really is. It's a fascinating article by, you know, Huffington Post is pretty incredible because they let, I don't know how to describe it, but in their rag, they have an article, okay, by a, it's not even a journalist, he's an advocate. That's what he is. He's an advocate that he's an advocate who's not too fond of Jews. He's an advocate who's not too fond of Jews. His name is Sam Husseini. But just like all good Muslims, all good Muslims, they change their original Muslim name and give themselves a American name. So Sam Husseini is really called Osama Husseini, but he goes by the name of Sam. It's amazing when people change their names and go from, you know, Sam, from Osama or Barack to Barry. You know, I'm not implying that the president of the United States is a Muslim. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying people who have Muslim names. I know this Sam Husseini happens to be Muslim. Okay? I'm just saying the president has a Muslim name. No, he's not Muslim. Absolutely not. Because if you believe that or say that, you're being a tin hat foiling wearing kook pot. So I'm not saying Barack Hussein Obama is Muslim. I'm just saying he does have a Muslim sounding name. And through his life, he went by the name Barry. But I digress. So this guy, Sam Husseini, what a name. He wrote this piece in the Huffington Post that said he has sources that are in direct communication with Nora Sadi Soleiman. That's the wife of the terrorist. And she says that everything that's being said about her are lies. Lies. This Sam Husseini said virtually everything in the media, everything from these anonymous government sources are lies. And these such sources help facilitate the lies used to invade Iraq and countless other horrific policies. They're doubly dangerous. During a panic. Consider that after the government anthrax killed people in 2001, Andrew Sullivan talked about using nuclear weapons. It's amazing. HuffPost is the big liberal site that goes after Trump and calls him a xenophobe, a homophobe, a conspiracy theorist. I mean, they go after him about everything. And here they are giving the front page of their site to a guy who's bashing America and rolling out conspiracy theories. I mean, he's saying that our government, this is the thing about, you know, when we talk about assimilation and people immigrating here, how they don't see themselves as American. They don't see themselves as being one of us. They basically see themselves as just staying here, like we're a big hotel. That's all. We're like a big hotel. It's not their home. It's a hotel. That's it. And eventually they're going to leave because it's not their home. That's how they think. It's exactly how they think. And that's why these types of people port other Muslims who are up to no good. And when you hear the president, you hear Democrats, and you hear liberals go, oh, we got to be beautiful and kind and loving, and the Muslim community, we rely on them to tell us things and give us information. But all these attacks, nobody in the Muslim community has said anything. The wife is part of the Muslim community, said nothing. She went with him to buy ammunition. She went with him to stake out places. Now we're learning that the terrorists put a life insurance policy in her name, gave her access to his bank accounts. Why would you be doing this stuff if you weren't getting ready to become a martyr? She knew this. But according to Sam Husseini, everything that we're hearing are lies. They're lies. Everything we're hearing are just lies. Because this government is trying to once again invade Iraq or other horrible policies that we're trying to enact. And here's Huffington Post giving this the front page of their rag. It's amazing. The government has a lot of incentives to lie about this case. They failed to keep people safe. So what to do? Blame the wife. Blame the Muslims. They didn't alert us. They are suspect. Potentially all of them. That's what Trump and Clinton, in more subtle ways, are saying. So here's somebody that doesn't like America. This is what Huffington Post is printing. This guy, Osama Husseini, is saying everything that we are seeing in the media about the wife are lies that the government has made up. And imagine, Huffington Post is disseminating this. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And then he starts going down this list. NBC claims that she was with him when he bought ammunition and a holster. Several officials familiar with the case said. Zora Sai Salomon is apparently saying she didn't do that. She says it might be possible that they went shopping together and that she went to buy food or clothing and he might have gone to a gun store. In any case, why is this on her? Why are people focusing on her and not the security firm G4S that employed Mateen? How is it that the FBI is suddenly off the hook? I mean, they got video of her. I mean, again, I could go and break this all down, but we don't have enough time to do that. Okay, we don't have enough time to do that. But the fact that Huffington Post would print this article by Osama Husseini, who says everything that we're hearing are lies. The government is creating this. I mean, just imagine how warped and how anti-American these people are, these Osama Husseinis and other Muslims that are living here that are like him. This should scare you, because this president is not hostile one iota to the Muslim people. This president refuses to use the words radical Islam. This just shows you how much hatred even the non-radical Muslims have for America. Here's this Osama Husseini saying everything we're hearing are made up lies.